Lowe's knows July 4th savings are worth celebrating. Right now, get up to 40% off select major appliances and get an additional 10% off two or more select major appliances. Plus, get three Scotts Naturescapes 1.5 cubic foot mulch bags for just $10. These deals are coming in hot. Lowe's, we help, you save. Valid through 7/9. Selection varies by location. While supplies last, see Lowe's.com for more details. Excludes Alaska and Hawaii.
I couldn't tell whether that was a bit or not. I couldn't tell whether we were in the recording or you were. I'll be honest.
I did cough up snot, yeah.
That was a real difficult one.
I was hoping that I was. No, I genuinely was saying we're not going to start with that, but we have now. It's too late.
I just wish. I don't know what happened there.
That's all right. It was organic, is what you call it.
No. I mean, the bit.
Oh, shut up! I'm talking! Jack!
Hello.
Baby, how you doing, man?
I'm good. I've had a lovely week.
A lovely week?
Lovely end of last week. First part was... Oof.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, in a moment, in our segment, we'll get into that.
It's funny, because actually my... No.
We won't, all right.
No. You'd think when I said
that... What we love about podcasts is when you keep things to yourself.
No, but you'd think... I'm not saying that... Listen, before you judge. What I was saying was... Although I described my previous week as being bad at the start and good at the end, which is true, my worst moment actually comes from the end. Can you believe that? Subversion of expectations.
That's
However, Tom, I want to hear yours first.
Mate. Oh, my worst moment of the week, which, by the way, to any new listeners, because there's probably a couple, Jack. We're growing at an exponential... Jack.
We're growing at... That's how it's...
We're having soaring.
We're in the blow-up phase.
In the blow, and genuinely, I'm starting to act like I don't know anybody.
I'm being rude to strangers.
There was a waitress the other day. She said, "What would you like for your food?" I went, "Shut up!"
Nice. Wow.
And then I said,
"I'm talking."
I said, "I'm talking." And then the person next to me, I was having dinner with someone, I ripped out their throat. Right. So Jack, my worst moment of the week is actually a slightly unusual one.
Yes.
Is I was on a branded shoot. I was on a Lenovo shoot.
Oh,
a really good shoot.
About that.
That was not my worst moment, by the way. Thank you so much. Okay, so I was on this branded shoot, had a really good time. And for the branded shoot, you also had to film a branded video. And a branded video, which was like a video for their channel, which was like this really quite big production. All right. And I got there, not quite understanding that. And there was about 20, 30 people. It was like a film set. I'm sure you remember from your Amazon Prime
I remember sponsorships. Well. I remember well. It was the king of the set, they called me.
Who called you that?
Just the I made sure all the production staff called me that. Sure. I wouldn't work unless they did.
So I got there and we start filming. It's going quite well. You know, I've had a little bit of a snotty nose. And at one point, they need this shot of me walking up to this gate and looking around, doing a deep breath. And I get there. And everyone's looking at me. These 20, 30 people, I've just met them. And I do a big breathe in. And you know what? Really exhale it. I'm going to breathe out my nose. What a mistake that was, Jack. Because there's these 20 strangers, pros, by the way, in their 30s, are looking at me. A huge snot bubble comes out. Huge, Jack, goes down. Like that character in Wind Waker, if you know him, with a huge snot.
Bit niche, but we're going to carry out.
No. Anyway, huge. And I think... Dear God. But what do I do, Jack? I'm a pro. I finish the scene. I still look at the gate a little...
You carried on!
I still look at the gate a little long. I giggle a little. I acknowledge it. I giggle. I go, No, I still look at the gate a little. I look at the gate a little like this with this big snot glob down my face. And I see the person behind the camera laugh a bit. And he's like... He goes, we'll do that again. I thought, yeah, fair enough. But let me tell you, when I did that...
They could edit that in. You know they have that footage, right?
Shit, yeah.
Like, if they decide that's funny enough, that's going out.
Shit, man. I actually didn't think of that. They did. They did record it.
Sorry to make it worse.
No,
that does suck.
I did think, like, this sucks. And I just remember, and it was really quite cold, and I remember looking around and catching eye contact with a few people, and some of them giggling, some of them not, which was even worse.
That is worse.
And I remember, as it happened, thinking, you know, it was like 20, 30 people, and I thought, this is the worst moment.
Yeah. No, that's that
it
is
was
a,
such a solid classic.
That's
worst
like a
moment.
Real solid worst moment, like embarrassment.
Just in shame.
Snot is a terrible thing because when your nose is full of it, there's nothing you can really do.
And it's full of it now, and except you do this, Jack, this baby. Do you all know this play? But you can't do it when there's many people around.
Oh, I hate that one.
And then you swallow it.
Oh!
And now I'm all fat. Look,
it's not good for your stomach, though, I don't think.
Yeah, but tons of stuff isn't good for your stomach. Bacon, steak.
Bacon? Is bacon not good for your stomach?
It's not good for you, my mum used to tell me.
What? It's a little bit... It's quite... Black. There's really a lot more to nutrients than...
all right, kid. also, I'm going to start using kid as like an insult word.
Bacon's probably not... Steak, though. Steak, very good.
It's bad for your stomach, yeah.
No, it'd be very good, though.
For your stomach?
For you, maybe not your stomach.
Exactly.
They say, they used to think back in the day... Well, I don't know if they still think this. They used to think it might lead to increased chances of getting bowel cancer. Because it would sit in your bowels too long. Because your stomach, your bowels can't break it down. So, yeah, maybe it's not great.
Yeah, all right. Well, let's steer away.
But also, maybe it gives you, like, loads of proteins. So you get dead wham.
Right, so this has
boom,
been...
Boom! You know what I mean? Anyway.
Right, so that's been the meat segment of the podcast. Jack.
So, people want to know about meat, man.
What's your worst moment of the week, which is this second part of the first segment?
Yeah, well, I'm glad you asked so clearly. I'll be honest, I have to preface this. This will win an award.
Well, let's see. Let's put that to the test. Go on.
Look, this week, again, I want to preface, this isn't my worst. Like you with Lenovo, it's not my worst moment. I went to the Mickey 17 premiere. Great fucking Ooh. Film. Fucking Bong Joon-ho killed it. But anyway, that was a great time. However, I went to London.
I hear he's a massive fan of the podcast as well, so probably that would mean so much to him.
Yeah. Well, now with YouTube's auto-dubbing, he may be able to watch it in Korean.
Shout out to our Korean viewers.
I wonder how many we have. Put in the comments, I am Korean, if you're Korean. I just want to know. Anyway, maybe put it in Korean to prove you're not lying. Because if they...
But we won't know.
No, because no, the English speakers could fake it. Like, I could go in and type, I am Korean in English.
Right, what's your worst moment?
But anyway, so I went to the film premiere. It was great, but... I went to London the day before to watch Captain America Brave New World, which was not great. However, because I'd travelled up to London the day before, I basically just packed a bag of all my premiere clothes for the next day because I'm going back-to-back films.
Genius.
I'm that sort of guy.
You're doing two premieres back-to-back?
Mm-hmm.
What a life.
What a life I live, right? I know.
And kid from the East Midlands.
Now
I know. Doing...
And you're thinking, how could this possibly be bad, Jack? Well, I'll tell you how if you listen. I went to get ready. We were staying at a hotel. I was
classic
like,
Jack.
I was like, right, I'm gonna get my suit on. Oh, Eleanor's getting ready.
Classic.
And I think
Jack.
shit. By the way, for context, I'm wearing. You know, remember when I was your lawyer in your divorce?
Yeah.
I'm wearing that suit.
Mm.
So I'm thinking, great, okay. I could really do with some shoes. Oh wait, shit! I didn't pack any fucking shoes. I didn't pack. All I bought was these trainers. Thought I'm not going
those
to
battered trainers. By the way, for audio listeners,
they're
battered.
Not battered. They're in good.
No,
good
look
nick.
At the front bit. They've gone all.
That's the style.
That's not the style. They're
that
battered.
Is the style. But anyway, yeah. So I'm like, shit. I can't really wear my trainers. This is a big event. I want to look good. And I thought I'm gonna have to go buy shoes. But I then thought, you know what? This isn't the end of the world. This isn't the end of the world at the end of the day because I wanted to wear brown dress shoes with this suit and I don't have any and I could do with some. This is going to last me forever. I needed these shoes anyway. You know what? This isn't even a waste of money. This is great. Cool. I haven't got long though. So I'm like, I look up on Google Maps shoe shop and there's 1 4-minute walk. So I go and walk to the shoe shop and it's fucking closed. And now I'm like getting panicked. So I'm like, shit, I actually fully need to get to a shoe shop.
How long do you have?
Like... I have an hour to get changed and get there. And it's like...
You left it quite late.
35 minutes away. Well, I forgot I didn't... Well,
so you have 30 minutes?
To get shoes, yeah.
Jeez.
And at this point, I'm worried. But the reason I left it so late is because I forgot I hadn't packed shoes. So I go to put my suit on, thinking, oh, I'll just get changed in like five minutes and then leave. And I'm like, shit, I don't actually have shoes. And so it was a real like, oh, fuck moment. So I'm like, okay. So anyway, first shoe shop's closed. I'm like, shit, I really need to get a wiggle on. I find one that's an 8-minute walk from there. I'm like, okay, I'll do it. I walk, I show up. It's a little, quaint little shop. No one's in. I'm worrying it's closed. I open the door, go, hello.
Quaint. Quaint. I thought you said quaint wrong and I was going to correct you.
No, I said quaint.
All right.
But anyway, I go into the quaint store. And I look and they've got some lovely shoes, and there's just one guy, and he's like, oh, you want some shoes? I'm like, well, you could get it. What are you, fucking clairvoyant? Anyway, I go to the shelf, I find a pair of shoes, brown shoes, I go, buff, these are my shoes. I go, these shoes, sir. And he goes, let me see. And he pulls out a book of fabrics. Book of fabrics. And he goes, what color is your suit? Pick the nearest one. He's flicking through these fabrics. I'm thinking,
I'm in a bit of a rush. 12 minutes, mate.
This is quite the service. I'm starting to get a bit, but whatever. We pick the fabric. He goes, yeah, that'll go nicely. He measures my feet to make sure they're the perfect size. I'm going, this is really quite the service.
Stop servicing me so much.
No, I'm not that. At this point, I'm thinking, I haven't yet checked the price of these shoes.
No.
And this is getting to be quite the service. And I'm thinking, all right, whatever. Like, high quality shoes isn't, the end of the world. It's for a nice event. Like, fair enough. I can push the boat out a little, whatever. The guy comes up, he goes, oh, what's this for? I go, oh, I'm going to a film premiere tonight. Feeling pretty big. He goes, oh, yeah, we went to a film premiere recently. We went to the latest James Bond premiere. I was like, oh, right. He went, yeah, we make all the shoes for Daniel Craig. And then I really started panicking, right? And I've already at this point grabbed a belt off the shelf as well to match the shoes. I've got quite a basket going on. And this guy has, again, no price
renowned
labels.
Renowned shoe salesman.
Yeah, no price labels. I'm getting panicked, right? And I get to the end and he finally turns the price. And I'm like, I do not have time to go to another shoe store, but I, in my right mind, would never spend this much money on shoes.
How much was it? Was it?
No, I don't want to. I actually really would. Was it? I'm going to sound like a knobhead.
Was it more than a Nintendo Switch?
Yeah.
Was it more than an Xbox One X?
Is that more than a Switch? I don't really.
Yeah.
Oh, I don't know how much that. I don't know how much that is. Maybe.
Shit.
Could have been. Yeah, probably. It was a fair bit more than a Switch.
Oh, Jesus.
It was a real. I got quite.
Oh, Jack. That is bad.
I didn't know how to navigate socially getting to the point where he's measured my feet.
Why does he
pick
not
me out the perfect shoe? And then only then he goes, okay, now just time to tap your card. And after all the service, me to go, actually, mate, on second thought, I didn't know how to navigate
just that.
And
I do that. I'm so sorry, but that what your business is ridiculous.
But I didn't have the heart. And I'm thinking, I actually really do need these shoes. Like, I do need shoes to wear to this event. I'm fucked. And then I don't know. Have you ever heard of buyer's remorse?
No.
I hadn't either, but I got back to Eleanor. I went, you will not believe how much I was like mortified. And I was like, I feel so guilty. I feel so wrong. And she's like, that's buyer's remorse. That and I couldn't believe it. I had to ring my dad on the walk home.
Really?
To like go, Dad, I've done an awful, awful thing. I can't believe this has happened. I just feel like a prick.
I've had that once.
What was it for?
I bought four Springsteen shirts from a Springsteen venue, and I was with my dad. I go, Dad, I've done one shirt too many. Dad, I've done one shirt too many.
I'm glad you know the feeling, but I want to inform you that for my one pair of shoes and belt, I'm almost certain.
Yeah, no, you probably felt it worse, actually.
I felt like an actual. I mean, look, they're great shoes.
Okay, but let me reframe this for you. This might change it. One, this is my dad's phrase. They're shoes for life.
They are shoes for life.
Two, this is Aaron's great phrase. Buy once, cry once.
Ooh.
All right.
And I did, to my dad.
Because what I...
You cried.
I didn't cry. I really felt like I could. Because I once bought this crap sofa off Amazon. And then I've had this crap sofa that I had to bin because I didn't cry once. I thought, no, I'll cheapen out on the sofa. And I had this rock hard grey sofa. This is why you buy once and you cry once. Not cry twice because buy expensive doesn't break. So as long as you don't lose these shoes.
That's true. And they did say they came with a lifetime repair guarantee. They said the heel I can take to any cobbler, but the sole? The soul has to go to them.
Jesus Christ.
They were real intense about it. They went, if you take the soul to anyone else, you lose the right to ever have them repaired again. The heel? Take the heel where you want. Any cobbler.
Any cobbler? What's a cobbler, mate?
Cobbler are people that repair shoes.
These are real... Fuck me. All right.
He went, you can take the heel to any cobbler. He was really... He was very intense about the soul.
Do not betray us with the soul.
Yeah. He was like, it's a rubber soul. You won't slip.
And I tell you what, I walked that red carpet. I didn't slip once.
And how was the event?
It was, you know what? It was great. I actually,
because I'm excited to see Mickey 17.
It is. Everyone should be. It's a fucking great film. It's a real power to know that no one other than the people in the room you were in has seen the film. Because I want to talk about it. And usually I go, well, look, spoilers, click off.
But did you see Robert Pattinson?
Yeah, I mean, I didn't.
But was he close to you, like when I bumped into Joaquin Phoenix? And
no, I was inside by the time he arrived. I showed up a bit early. Not early, but like
did
on
shout,
time.
It's Batman!
No, I'll tell you what, who did shout though? This was the biggest, bro. So this was Eleanor's first world premiere. And I said to her, I went, because we've done one. We did Dune.
Dune, that was right. Awesome.
We did Dune 2.
With Phil.
And I've done one or two more. I was like, the best part of a world premiere, when you know the celebs are going to be there, you know, is when you get recognized on that carpet. Oh, what a feeling, right? Like, everyone's there waiting for, like, actually cool people, and someone goes, Jack Manifold, and you go, I've joined the ranks. Like, it, like, feels the best. Yeah. It
feel good.
For a second.
Because when we went to Dune 2, I didn't really get recognized, and I remember thinking.
No, it does. You just feel like a
I remember thinking
person.
That night, fair enough.
In it. Yeah. But, like, you feel, but when you get recognized, amongst the greats like Robert Pattinson and Mark Ruffalo, you think,
oh, it was Ruffalo there.
Yeah,
it?
And I think, wow. I've joined you.
Even though I've
we could
no
go for a
experience.
Drink after this and look at each other as equals.
Or anything of the same caliber, I've joined you.
I've joined you. And anyway. So I said to Eleanor, I went, the best part is if you get spotted, it always feels great. I'm hoping someone spots us.
Lowe's knows July 4th savings are worth celebrating. Right now, get up to 40% off select major appliances and get an additional 10% off two or more select major appliances. Plus, get three Scotts Naturescapes 1.5 cubic foot mulch bags for just $10. These deals are coming in hot. Lowe's, we help, you save. Valid through 7/9, selection varies by location. While supplies last, see Lowe's.com for more details. Excludes Alaska and Hawaii.
I got on the carpet. I kid you not. I wasn't just shouted. Someone screamed. They did the fangirl, like, imagine fangirl scream.mp4, like, stock footage.
Really?
It was ridiculous. Like, they, like, fully screamed.
Was it a lot of the crowd?
No, it was just one person. But they really...
Are you sure she wasn't
but
like
the
having...
the whole crowd sort of, like...
She wasn't, like, having a heart attack.
No, because then she shouted me. So I went...
Okay.
You know, and then a few more people, because obviously she'd really drawn attention to it. And I really did have a photo moment, you know, and it was like...
This is why everywhere I go, I hire one screamer.
Yeah, I might from now on, because I tell you what, I said it was the biggest aura farm I've ever done.
Screams, but I've never had a scream.
Everyone's waiting for Robert Pattinson, and then someone gets freaked out over you, and everyone who's waiting for Robert Pattinson for a moment goes, maybe I'm waiting for this guy, you know? All the staff of the premiere go, we should invite this guy back. He's kicking up a real... Everyone's excited to see him. You know, I saw the staff. They got a sheet of all the famous people that are coming and they're looking at their sheet trying to find me. And I'm not there. But you know what they're thinking? He should be on here. That's what they're thinking. I can see it in their eyes.
He should come to the afters too.
Isn't it? Like, they were like, this guy, why is he not on the afters list? Because people care. You know? And I honestly, it was the biggest aura farm I've ever had. And then I went in and I watched a fantastic fucking film. I had a great time. Robert Pattinson's performance is incredible. You think he disappeared into Bruce Wayne? I when I saw that film, I didn't see Robert, I saw Mickey.
Because I thought his voice was a bit irritated in the trailer. But maybe it just takes a minute.
I think it really, it is. It's a little whiny, but I think, one, it suits the character, and two, I think it really helps you, like, you know when an actor has a certain voice?
Yeah.
I think when that accent sounds so dissimilar from Pattinson that, like, you fully, like, forget it's him. And that's a good... Like,
is it Pattinson or Pattinson?
Pattinson, I believe.
We should get him on. You should give him a shout, because it sounds like you two are, like, working in the same biz now.
Well, yeah, I've joined the ranks. Thanks to that one Twitter user. And it was, you know what was really awkward? The person who screamed got really excited once. This is, like, quite... They made a tweet that I quote tweeted.
Well, you found their account.
Oh, no, no, no.
Quite deep in, Jack.
No. I'd already found this tweet, and then they went, I'm the person that made that tweet. And I went, oh, I... Basically, a few months ago, I quote tweeted a tweet, and I wasn't sure whether I should do it, but I thought, I'll never meet them. So this was why it was really... Basically, someone tweeted, thinking about how I missed out on meeting Jack Manifold because I was doing a key in the toilet. They tweeted that. And I found that really funny. And I quote tweeted it with, don't do drugs, kids. Because I just thought it was really funny that someone had missed out on seeing me because they were doing drugs in a bathroom. And then they screamed at me at this premiere and went, I'm the one who was doing the key in the toilet. And I went, ooh. Didn't know how to react. But then they took a nice picture of me and Alan.
Clearly, if they're getting into the Mickey
17. I gave them my phone to take a picture of me and Alan, and that could have been risky.
Also, if they've gone from doing keys in the toilet to, you know, at world premiere, they're at world premiere too.
No, but they were in the crowd.
Sure, they're behind the gate.
Yeah.
They're
in the general admission.
Still.
But I had a great, Iora Farm.
At least they're spending their money in different.
You apparently had a bad film experience.
Oh my God.
Which I think I'll agree with.
Because this Captain America Brave New World, Jack, should be called Captain America Crap New World.
Yeah.
Captain America Bad New World.
Captain America.
Captain America Shit New Place.
It was, and I hate to say
it. I can go all day.
I hate to say it because, you know, they were kind enough to invite me to watch it early.
Oh, they didn't invite me. Okay. Let me tell you, Jack.
And I appreciate that. Please invite me back in
future. Horrible film experience. Now, I'm not going to name names. I'm not going to name which cinema in Brighton it was, but it wasn't one of the picture houses.
Shall we get...
No, actually, let's bleep what place it was, because they really did wrong me. They wronged me so hard, I would get banned from every one of this place in the country for how hard I'm about to slag them off. Right? Because I used to love this cinema.
Yeah,
this cinema had a great membership plan. Sure, it wasn't the best, but it made up for
it. It's not quite Cineworld. Cineworld is great.
Yeah, it made up for it with its great membership plan, right? But anyway, this cinema closed down for a while.
Okay, I'm really piecing together which cinema this might be.
This cinema closed down for a while, but they paused my membership plan. It's okay. So I was going to the picture houses. I bought a membership there. It was cheaper. Well, it wasn't cheaper, but there was a deal on. So I bought a membership there. Then I go back to this cinema.
Your OG.
My OG, yeah. It's changed, but it's fine. There's a new entrance. I go in. We go, dear God, and we're here to see Captain America Shit New... Well, at this point, it was just Captain America Brave New World.
Yeah, at this point, you don't know.
I go in with my friend Aaron and his sibling, and we go down there. And we start watching it. And I'm thinking, I lean over to Aaron, and I say, Aaron, this is blurry.
What?
This is blurry, Aaron. The screen's blurry. He goes, really? And we wait a couple of minutes. He goes, holy, yeah, he is. It has like a Gaussian blur of like 8 on it or like 10. Like, it was like
high.
And the whole room was just chill with it. And I'm like, because we arrived like right at the end of the trailers. And I'm thinking, I can't be, this is blurry. So I go, Aaron, I'm just going to go up. And he goes, all right. And it was in the close-up shots, it was fine. But whenever there was a shot of like a scene or like zoomed away from the people, it was crazily, like really blurry. So I go up and I go, oh, I'm so sorry, I think it's blurry. Lady goes, oh, cool, I'll come take a look. We go sit back down. 5 minutes go by, still fucking blurry. I'm thinking, you know, I don't know what to do. So then Aaron goes, okay, I'm going to go up. So Aaron goes up and he goes, I think it's blurry, to a different person. They go, okay. 10 minutes ago, well, nothing's happened. So at this point, you have to make a decision. Am I going to sit and watch the rest of this film that I'm not very into, blurry, with my Saturday? And I went, yeah, but I've got nothing else to do. And so I just had a headache for the rest of the day afterward, like an actual bad headache.
What? I think you went to a 3D screening.
No, we didn't. We checked.
Because if it was finally
closer... No. We checked. We looked at everyone else. That's the first thought we had. First thought, is this 3D? We turned around, looked at everyone. No one was wearing glasses. Don't worry.
Really?
Don't take me for a fool, Jack.
I really had. But I must admit, Aaron, no. So I, no. This is, I believe you.
And I looked around. We made sure to look around. And that was Aaron's first thought. Is it 3D?
Shit.
No one was wearing glasses. And I was just like, this is properly terrible.
Fuck. I'm sorry. My screening, I actually got decent seats
the
and
film,
everything.
Crapped in America, Shit New Pants. Oh my God, mate. It was so rubbish.
It isn't great. It is.
Red Hulk.
I gave it 2 stars.
Oh, 1.5 for me.
It was in no way captivating. It was like the peak of MCU slop. Just nothing happening.
It was so... do not watch it, guys.
And then finally...
Watch the Bob Dylan film again.
The film builds up for like 2 hours to get to Red Hulk, and that's like the best bit, and it's over in about 10 minutes.
And he's also like, why is Red Hulk, why is Captain, what's he called, Harrison Ford, why is Han Solo really old, and then all of a sudden Red Hulk's really young? And also, why is he Red Hulk? That makes no... And why is he red?
Well, that's
why,
from the comics.
Why would he not be green? Why is he red?
I don't think it's ever... I think they just... I'll be honest, a lot of the time with comics, they sort of, what they do is they make an artistic, like they make like a necessary decision first, which is how do kids differentiate him from Green Hulk? And then they write it into the story later. And I'm not sure they ever even bothered with Red Hulk.
And who's this like green fella that's just the same as the leader. Riddler?
The leader. He was the Hulk's main villain back in like the fucking 60s. It basically...
Well, that guy with the brain.
This is why it pissed me off. I was on about this after I watched it. This film is a sequel to 2008's Incredible Hulk.
Yeah.
And no one has fucking thought about that movie since 2008. It's 2025, a big 2025, 17 years on, and you've made a sequel to the shittest MCU film.
No, Thor Dark World.
Yes. Okay, yeah, sorry. One of the shittest MCU films.
It's good work.
And it doesn't even have the fucking Hulk in it. This is the worst part. It's a sequel to 2008's Hulk. And they went, yeah, but the Hulk, he's not there.
It's very, but he's off with She-Hulk.
In it. And then Giancarlo Esposito's in it. For some reason.
For about 2 minutes.
And apparently they just reshot him in because apparently they did like test screenings and no one fucking liked the film. So they reshot those scenes to have him in it to like, and I'm like, but what did he, what did you think I was going to do?
It went around being
good. It pissed me off. And like, I actually, it was a really, and I, again, thank you for inviting me to the screening. I mean it. I love getting invited to screenings, but that was actually quite a bad film. Maybe the next one's good, though, and I will sing its praises. I sang Mickey 17's praises from the rooftops. I got invited by the same people, so hopefully they see me as a neutral party.
Yeah, hopefully they clicked off before. But I had another... this has just been a week of experiences, Jack.
Oh, yeah?
Yesterday, I was at the gym.
Yeah.
This gym that James was on about. Yeah.
Oh, from the... with the money.
And I got on the treadmill.
Did you see Money Guy?
No, I haven't seen him yet. I saw Bruce Guy's guy. I chat about Bruce.
Oh, yeah, awesome. I know him.
But I was...
Not personally, you've spoken
about
him.
I was running on this treadmill. And this girl got on
to run.
Like two left to me, two treadmills to the left. And she started vaping. And I thought, first of all, hang on. First of all, you're on the treadmill to offset this damage you're doing. Second of all, now, I don't know if you ever have ran, but when you run, you have to really breathe in and out. And you all do? I could breathe in and out was vape fumes. It was some fucking strawberry flavoured air. I was just like,
it's better than cigarettes, like, to be fair.
No, cigarettes are so much cooler. I was thinking
they're
about
cooler,
this.
But they smell worse.
I've never been more tempted. Can I just say, this is a sidebar, not on the content sheet, to smoke cigarettes. Never in
have
my life.
Have you watched
a great unknown? A complete unknown,
sorry, I forgot the fucking
Here's
name.
Here's the thing, one, yes, they made cigarettes.
They really
awesome.
Smoke a lot. I wonder how much of the budget was cigarettes.
I've watched so many films lately where cigarettes look awesome. Second of all, vaping, cigarettes were already cool, but vaping being so ugly has made cigarettes even cooler. By reminding everyone how pathetic one can look, I've just been like, God.
You do look really pathetic on your little plastic elf bar.
And they always do like this, like the, and they fucking hold it like they're fucking,
it is
know,
pretty.
Suck at it, and then do it down their shirt, twats. It just looks so pathetic. Whereas, imagine, if she got, now, vaping in the gym. Pissed me off. If she got on that fucking treadmill and lit up a cigarette, are you all right? What the fuck's up your eyes, man?
I zoned.
I was fucking
zoned out, sorry.
Actually looked like you've been haunted.
No. I just had...
You just stared at me like this, mate.
Sorry. I started having a thought about... remember when I was Greta Gerwig or whatever character and I had a cigarette for part of it? Just, I remembered that memory in the room that isn't even here anymore. It's gone. It's been demolished.
There. Yeah.
And I like transported back. I went inside.
That was really odd.
Sorry. Continue your story. I was listening.
If she just fucking starts smoking in the gym, how sick that'd be. That'd be so much cooler. I'd be like, you know what? Commitment. Fair enough. I'll breathe in smoke. I could do with an outlet.
You don't want cigarettes, man.
I could do with another outlet.
It becomes an outlet and then it becomes a problem. Music. Look at our friend Harry, who's deeply addicted to nicotine. Can't go for a second without popping an upper decky.
Yeah, but... But it looks so cool.
It doesn't when he's just going... He's fucking
but I'll
guns.
Never get to that point. I'll just...
You'll get to the snus.
I'll stick to smoking.
No, because you can't smoke indoors, but you can pop a snus indoors.
Yeah, but
also
I'm not
when the addiction takes hold and you're halfway through a podcast episode and you're itching and you really just want to pop in a zin halfway through the podcast episode, you're going to really...
Yeah, all right. All right, you have reframed it.
I'm just saying, you don't want to do it, man.
Hit me with the truth bomb. Well, here's another problem I got. I keep wiping snot everywhere, man. I got to figure it out.
What do you mean you got to figure it out?
Well, I'm always going like this.
I figured it out, mate. invest in a packet of tissues.
I've done that, but what the thing is, you never want to commit to using a tissue. It feels like a waste. Because you're always like, oh, it's not...
Oh, but
one of these is just a single wipe. A tissue's for a blow. You know a tissue's for a blow.
You know, you're a freshly single man.
Thank you.
You're back on the market. Well, I don't know if you are, but one day you'll be back on the market.
Yeah.
When all your sleeves are covered in crust, like a fucking 5-year-old.
No.
You won't be getting any play.
First of all, I'll just make a joke about it. And then...
No, no one is going to find you attractive when you've got snotty sleeves.
Yes, they are, man. Yes, they are, because their eyes are up here.
It's worth the tissues, man. It's worth wasting a tissue to keep your sleeves clean.
Why would they be looking at my tissues when I've got this?
And then I go, oh, I've just seen his sleeve, and that's covered in bogeys.
It's not covered in bogeys.
I think I'm actually going to leave this date we're on. That's what I'd do. I'd leave early.
Work me on a date. I've got 3 words I say, and then they're my girlfriend.
Go on.
I can't tell you.
I thought it was going to be my girlfriend. Oh, you're my girlfriend.
You're my girlfriend.
Tommy Innit Classic.
Oh, God. Jesus.
Million subs special. You're my girlfriend.
Wouldn't smoking be cooler?
It would be cooler than fucking snotty sleeves.
I
hate that you said I need to figure it out. Like, there's not obviously a solution.
No, I've got to figure it out, man. No. You're actually pissing me off because yesterday, right? I bought these tissues. I left them at home, I reckon, now. But I had these tissues on me.
Yeah.
What's wrong with snot sleeves? You get a little bit here. You just want to give it a wipe. A tissue isn't... What I need is a fucking handkerchief.
Wipe across
the
handkerchief. Get a handkerchief.
But they're grim, man. They're grim.
It's less grim than your sleeves.
It's not
your
grim.
You're near your meals.
All
when
I
you
do
eat.
Is fold. First of all, I'm not on this washing your hands before a meal bullshit that whatever all these mums are trying to get you on. Fold it over like this, right,
mate? You know what I do if I don't have a tissue, and this is a bit gross, but it's less gross than it permanently congealed on my sleeve. Just do it with my hand, and then I wipe my hand.
Then you've got a crusty hand. Imagine you shake hands with someone.
Yeah, but
I'm
less likely to shake hands with someone than like...
Jack, one day you might be back on the market. And if you ever are, no one's going to want to get with crusty hands.
I'm off the market forever permanent. Look.
You don't know that. Eleanor could die.
If she dies, celibacy for life.
For life?
For life.
For life.
Lot of wanking. Lot of really sad wanking.
Well, your penis is going to be disgusted because you've got such a crusty hand.
Can we quickly make a point about my penis? Sorry. For weeks, probably months by the time this episode comes out, I keep seeing comments. I once made a joke that my knob didn't work.
A joke, yeah.
And I genuinely forgot I made it until I saw the clip. I'm like, oh my God, I just did this. And like, I come off really serious. I want to make it clear I can get erections. This was a joke I made. Because I keep seeing people...
Sure.
I saw a comment the other day, like, every time I see Jack and Ellie together, I just remember his cock doesn't work. I'm like, oh my God, people think it's real. People really thought my cock doesn't work. It does. It works fine. It works well.
Lowe's knows July 4th savings are worth celebrating. Right now, get up to 40% off select major appliances. And get an additional 10% off 2 or more select major appliances. Plus, get 3 Scotts Naturescapes 1.5 cubic foot mulch bags for just $10. These deals are coming in hot. Lowe's, we help, you save. Valid through 7/9, selection varies by location. While supplies last, see Lowe's.com for more details. Excludes Alaska and Hawaii.
Here's another thing I got to figure out, right?
Oh my God.
These nails.
Oh, you showed me these yesterday.
Here's the thing. So I've been growing out my nails for the first time in my life because I've always been biting them. But the problem is I gave in. You know, so I've bit a couple of them, but not one. So on this hand, actually, I have 1 huge nail and 4 tiny nails.
I really don't think. I don't think.
But I want the. I want to. I want to grow the white bit out to here, so then the pink bit inches forwards.
No. So what it is on Tom's nails? For some reason, the pink bit where like you would cut the nail to, or just about.
It's
obviously
deep
a little
in.
Bit of white, of course. It's quite far in. Like he's got like.
I need the pink bit to
He's
grow out.
He's got like a
out.
Couple millimetres of flesh
of
left.
Of like flab flubber.
I must admit, that's an unusual...
I want the pink bit to grow. It's because I've bit my nail since forever.
But I don't... I think that's just the way you're... Show your hands.
That's going to make the pink bit grow.
Wait, hold on. No, you're showing me at a bad angle. Show me...
Oh, my God.
Do like this with both your hands. No, you're just swearing at me. No, that's just the way your hands are.
Nah, man, I'm telling you, the pink bit's going to grow.
The pink bit doesn't grow. That's the nail bed.
All right, I'm going to shock you to death. My big toenail...
Yeah, it happened to me as well.
If you're scared of toes, of nail stuff, Skip, it just came off one day.
Yeah, well,
I was watching Stranger Things and it just came off. And I thought, that's a Stranger Thing. But Jack, it grew back,
baby. It does grow back.
And this is what's going to happen with the pink bit.
The nail bed doesn't get longer.
Yes, it can. Because it's got shorter.
No, mate, because, right, I'm going to tell you a story. I, for a long time, there's a such thing as cuticle cutters. Many people who are into nails will know cuticle cutters, if you get manicures and stuff. My mum bought a cuticle cutter without fucking knowing what it was and thought it was a nail clipper. They're very, they have a lot more force behind them than the average nail clipper. I was cutting my nails with cuticle cutters. They're not made for that. So I started cutting my nails into the nail bed by accident sometimes, and it fucking hurt, bless you. But my nail bed now permanently is like misshapen, so I've got really weird, crooked, like looking toenails. Have you got snot on your sleeve?
No.
You've got snot on your sleeve, haven't you?
No.
Have you fully snotted on your sleeve? Do you want to have? Do you want to wipe it off? Do you want to get up and wipe it off? Oh my God, you fully have. That's why he's ran out of the room. My podcast now, I guess. I mean, I don't. So I guess he's not figured out the fact that he keeps wiping snot everywhere. And about his nails. Ow! What did you shout? Ow! What possibly could have happened? What has happened? How did you... Ow! You hit your head. How did you hit your head? What have you done?
Oh, shit, man. That was a bad minute.
What did you do?
It's fine.
What have you... How did you hit your head? You were going to wipe snot off your sleeve.
I didn't... I thought the snot was in my sleeve, but it was actually hovering at the end of my mouth. So, so I spat it out, but in leaning over to spit it out, I slammed my head up and slammed my head on the cupboard.
Oh,
I don't know how I'm going to get back in the game, you know.
I really don't. I always wondered how you got on there in the first... Into the game.
What do you mean how I got into the game? I've literally... I've got it.
I genuinely... Well, I don't...
I'm a catch, Jack. I'm a catch. Jack, look at me. Jack. I'm a catch.
No, fair enough, man. You're not my type. That's all right.
Really? What is it? What is it about me that isn't?
Stuff like that doesn't help. That is a big part of it. You know what? This, and I mean this with love because I think you're great, but I think you're a little gross.
In what ways?
Stuff like your gammy sleeves. Like
okay,
that.
That's one.
Yeah, and the fact that you shit yourself sometimes, you have to change pants quite frequently.
No, I'm over that now. I just can't eat chocolate or cheese or milk.
Trying to think what else. What other gross things?
The piss stuff, I was just drinking too much water. That wasn't my fault. I didn't
know. Yeah, you fully just have like a real problem with like bodily fluids, and I find them quite gross.
Okay, so that's three. That's only three. And all of those are in the past beside the one that just happened.
I'm trying to think of other examples, but they're not coming to me right now. You're very slobbery.
Okay, sure. A lot of dribble. Sure, a lot. But everyone,
you just have a lot.
Call me a basketballer.
You're like
a wet
boy. You've got a lot of fluid.
Yeah, that's four. That's just...
And they're all fluid-based.
I'm very fluid.
But I think I find that. I must find that very off-putting in a person.
Okay, that's four. But besides those four, and the dribbling, you know, is kind of... All it means is sometimes when I'm talking...
Yeah, now that...
I have to do that shit a lot.
Like, goes through, like, I just really...
That's four, but...
I just really that... Yeah, you're a lovely person. You've got a great personality.
Thank you.
But I find...
But besides those four, let's get rid of them. I can work on the dribbling. I'll put sponges on each side of my mouth. This is just a cold.
No. I also see you as this sort of younger brother figure. That probably doesn't help either.
Well, I don't see you as an older brother. I see you as an equal, if not a beneath me.
No, I just... I thought about this the other day. I've said there's no one on earth I would allow to irritate me this much and still be their friend other than my actual little brother, so clearly...
How do I irritate you? Really? I'm not irritating.
You can be quite irritating.
You can be quite irritating.
I'm sure I can.
We're equals.
I'm not saying...
I'm not your little brother. We're equals.
Well, no, the littleness just comes from the fact that you are younger than me.
Oh, hardly.
No, yes, two whole years.
Yeah, but what have you done in those 2 years I wasn't around? Just waited for me. Do you know what I mean?
I think I'd learnt to walk and talk.
Okay, so I hadn't learned to walk or talk, but anyway, I need to get my nail bed to grow.
That's not how it works. I'm just going to loop back around. That's not how it works. I don't think that's how it works.
All right, but
let us know in the comments if you know about nails, but that isn't how it works. I'm taking a breath here. I'm taking a beat. You know why? Take a drink. I did. Because we have a returning segment. Returning right now. If you recall, around a month ago, I did my first Jacktivity. We said it was a new segment, but what we do is podcast director Mirren, who sadly is not with us just today. She hasn't died. Sorry. She's alive. She just is ill. So she's not here today. I think I made her ill as well. So I really shouldn't be laughing. I'm the last who should laugh about it. But anyway, podcast director Mirren, she sends me off on Jacktivities. These are activities that I wouldn't probably do. And basically, she makes me do them so I can talk about them on the podcast. However, this week, I think she made a bit of a blunder because she booked something that I would do. I don't know why she thought I wouldn't do this. This is absolutely very on brand for me. I went to a brewery. I got a brewery tour. I went to the Longman Brewery.
Brewery where, what do they brew?
Beer.
All right.
I went to the Longman Brewery. They're an independent brewery. They have their own farm. They brew from their own farmed grains. They brew beer off their own grains. So they have their own farmer. Like, I think it was like 4,000 acres, which is a fucking lot of just fields where they grow barley and wheat. And then they take it in. And they taught me how beer brewing works. I went in. Essentially, what you do, you take your barley. They do a lot of barley. You can use different grains, different blends of grains, but it was barley they were using on the day I was in because we were brewing a pale ale. That then goes into a hopper. And the hopper looks like Minecraft, by the way.
Hey, really?
Like massive. It's like...
Massive hopper.
Like this big, but it does, like, it's like a thing that goes down. It, like,
you should
actually,
have started being like, maybe you should try another one with the dropper.
Ooh! No, like, I didn't.
Oh, is there a dispenser here?
What was it? Oh, I remember droppers. Couldn't remember.
It's very similar to a hopper. Very, very similar.
Yeah, but anyway.
I can't even remember the difference.
No, droppers were the dispensers, weren't they? They were like dispensers, but they would just drop the item as opposed to shooting it out.
Oh, shit, yeah.
Took me a minute, but sorry. We're there. It's all good. They also have maps, but anyway.
But we're done with that. We're not fucking stupid nerds anymore.
Yeah, so anyway, there's a big hopper that was kind of like beer. Minecraft, but that didn't really bother me. It goes into the mash tun with a bunch of like different chemicals that basically enhance flavor.
It's the name of the pub in Brighton.
Yes.
Yeah.
The mash tun, the reason it's called that is because that's part of the beer brewing process, I learned.
Shit. All right.
That's where I got involved. You put the mix in the barley in the mash tun, right?
What is mash tun?
It's just like the device in which you mix these chemicals with the barley. Then all the barley settles at the bottom of the mash tun and the liquid drains out into the boiling pot where it's boiled with hops. Hops is, often they describe beer as hoppy. That was mainly Indian pale ales. I learned the reason for that. The reason Indian pale ales are hoppy was originally not just for flavor. These days it's for flavor, but back in the day when we were getting we were transporting the pale ale over the seas, because we didn't have planes yet, to India or from India, you need to enforce it to make sure it didn't go bad. And the hops give it protection against bacteria. So you put way more hops in for those long haul journeys to enforce the beer. And that's why those beers are hoppy. I really like beer. This was very exciting to me.
Pale ale. Maybe you should get some more sunlight.
Well, actually, it did get a lot of sunlight. And this is why the hops were necessary. But anyway, you know, we were making some pale ale. You throw a few hops in there. Nowadays, it's mainly for flavor. You add a bit of yeast in. And then it goes to ferment for about 7 to 10 days, where it just sits with yeast fermenting in a thing, sometimes under pressure, sometimes not. And that makes it alcoholic. And depending on, you know, different things, it has a different ABV. And there's all sorts of... It's like, these guys are proper chemists, the guys that make
How are they making vodka?
That's with potatoes, but they didn't do...
Really?
Yeah.
My question with all this is, who was the first guy that was like, you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to fucking swirl bread round for a week and stick some barley in and also make a hopper.
I think originally it was probably done by accident. Alcohol was probably done by accident. I imagine wine came first.
Because that was stamping on grapes, wasn't it?
It's just like gone off fruit. It's like if fruit's left long enough, because it has natural sugars, it'll...
Turns your alcohol.
It'll turn to alcohol under fermentation. Where with barley, it doesn't have loads. Like, it has some, but not loads of natural sugar.
How are they just stumbling on this?
I don't know, man. Jesus. But anyway, this is the crazy part, right? It's so, like, sustainable the way they do it. I thought, oh, great, they're going to give me a boring lecture. This actually was really well interesting, right? So the farmer took me off, and he was, like, a proper interesting guy. And he told me all about worms. He was, like, very proud. He was like, it's all about worms.
Oh, did you tell him about our fucking...
I did.
What did he say?
Great. But he was like, it's all about worms. It's all about worms. Worm food. You got to make the soil good for the worms, and the worms will provide the nutrients for good barley, and it'll be strong barley. And he was like really passionate about it. He plants cover crops that put the right minerals into the earth. This helps the worms, which then help the barley. And it was like really his whole ecosystem. But then on some of the fields, he has sheep. I thought, what the fuck are the sheep? Why is there sheep to do with this? Well, they sort of like shit and stuff, and that adds minerals into the ground as well. But also, guess how sustainable it is? They don't even have to buy sheep food, because guess what the sheep eat?
Barley.
The barley from the mash tun. When it's done being imbued into the liquid that then goes on to be alcohol, they scrape it out. This was my job. I scraped it out with a shovel. They scrape it out. They just go feed it sheep, and the sheep eat it, and then they help make more barley. There's like no waste. It's fucking well.
It's like one of those infinite cycles.
Yeah, and there's just sheep on these fields, and they just feed them barley, and then they, you know, they shear them, and they get wool, and they can make merch. They make the merch for the brewery out of the wool from the sheep. It's like they do everything. Like they, it's like quite impressive. So I had a great time. I learned loads about farming, like quite a lot about farming, and I didn't expect that. I'll be honest, the thing I actually did the least of was beer tasting. I really thought there'd be more beer tasting involved. I figured I'd get to taste one of them. I got to taste the pale ale though.
What time of day was it?
1 p.m. Oh, and I'll be honest, they only gave me a beer after I went, can I try one?
What time was it?
1 p.m.
No, what day?
Oh, Monday, Tuesday?
Monday, four. Jack, 1 p.m. on Monday. And
this was the greatest part. And if you go over to the Patreon, $7, you'll be able to see the vlog. We vlogged all of this, and there's a bit where I go, can I try one? They go, sure. Pull yourself a
pack. Hang on, I thought it was $10.
No.
Is it only $7?
Yeah.
Oh, that's a bargain.
But they went, pull yourself a pint if you want. You can try pulling a pint. I thought, try. I'm a pro. I pulled it out. I pulled the perfect pint. They all looked at me. They went, that's a perfect pint. I went, I know.
Of course it is.
And I tried it. I tasted it. I went, ooh, this is good. I went, this is good. This is, it's got some fruits in it. It's got some fruit. This is fruity. You've put a bit of fruit into the brewing process. He went, yeah, tropical fruits. I went, mango? He went, wow. I'm an expert. I didn't realize how much of a connoisseur of beer.
Could you
I
imagine opening Manifold Breweries? Because it's a thing that celebrity, and now you're up there with Patterson, that's a thing that those level celebrities do.
I really did find a passion for like...
You found it. Beer. Maybe film is off to the side.
And then, I didn't do the beer trying there. I tried one beer there, but then I went, my great friend Justin, as we hear about so often, I went and had dinner with him, and they gave me a 6-crate of beer, and they offered a 6-crate of beer to anyone on our cast, our crew.
Could you imagine? Is Manifold Brewery something you could imagine?
Well, hang on. I'm midway.
Sorry.
What I'm saying is I'm feeling the passion because I went round, we had dinner. I mean, Justin had a tasting course of different beers. We just kept opening. We went beer for beer and we tried all the different Longman Brewery beers. The Pale Ale's got to be my favourite. The Lager's pretty good.
This is a Monday night.
No, this was was it Tuesday after the podcast?
Tuesday.
Yeah, Tuesday after Tuesday the podcast. Night.
How many beers did you have?
4.
On a Tuesday.
Yeah. After 5.
After 5. 3 for game after 5.
Yeah. Justin only had 3, but when I got home, I was really tempted by the oat stout. So I had to have a go.
No.
It was good.
Yeah, sure.
It was good. You know, I had to really fight not to have a pint of Guinness last night. I really fancied a Guinness, but I thought, no, it's Monday night. Tuesday night, however.
It's Tuesday night tonight. Fair game.
Can we have a Guinness?
What are we doing after this? Going to Justin's.
I know. And he actually messaged, do you want to know what he messaged me? Yeah. He went, do you have a blender? And I went, why? And he went, because we're doing Mexican, we have Mexican food, as you know.
Sure.
You're coming as well.
I know.
And he went, we should do margaritas.
I am.
And I went, and I was up for this idea initially. And then Justin reminded me we had a big meeting tomorrow. I went, we have a big meeting tomorrow.
You do?
We do.
Oh, I didn't know you were in the big meeting.
I'm in the big meeting.
Nice, mate. Glad you after we heard about the screaming girl, we got to get Jack in the big meeting.
I'm in the big meeting. So, So, yeah, maybe
yeah, you do a lot of drinking.
No, I don't do a lot. I did my due diligence about before. I did my research before recording this segment of the podcast because the objective is to highlight the activities I did. And how the fuck am I supposed to speak about beer without having tasted it?
You don't underdrink.
No, some days I do. Some days I really wish I had more. But, you know.
I hardly drink, man. Hardly.
I know. But you don't have to because you have like one and you're like leathered.
Yeah. And I'm already a lot.
I have to have like 4 just to feel an ounce of joy.
To feel myself again.
Yeah, God. But, you know, maybe there'll be a beer or two tonight. We'll find out in the big meeting tomorrow.
I think, and I, you know, bin off film, do a brewery. We need more YouTuber businesses.
No, but mine would be with real joy and passion.
Lowe's knows July 4th savings are worth celebrating. Right now, get up to 40% off select major appliances and get an additional 10% off two or more select major appliances. Plus, get three Scotts Naturescapes 1.5 cubic foot mulch bags for just $10. These deals are coming in hot. Lowe's, we help, you save. Valid through 7/9. Selection varies by location. While supplies last, see Lowe's.com for more details. Excludes Alaska and Hawaii.
Anyway.
Oh, Jesus, man.
I had a thought the other day, and I think it's quite uplifting. Sometimes you've been on here and complained about getting older and how it scares you a bit, you know, yes, when you turn 20 and stuff. I found I'm enjoying it. Really? I thought about it the other day. I'm enjoying getting older. I don't want to get old, but I'm enjoying progressing into my 20s.
You will.
I know I will, and so we're not going to focus on that because this is the not doom and gloom section, okay. Right? But I'm really enjoying progressing into my 20s, right? Because I've realised with experience just comes proficiency in stuff. Like, you do just get naturally good at things.
Mm.
Honestly, this thought came from trying the beer. But I was just like, oh, wow, as I've gotten older and tasted more beer, I'm able to taste the notes. I'm able to.
You were like, wow, after the thousands I spent on that dark year where I drank, now it was worth it because I could taste the mango and impress these people.
I was just like, look.
That's proficient.
Well, yeah, like I was, and then me and Justin were trying it, I was like, oh, this one has caramel notes. Like, I was like, my ability to differentiate notes and things. And then me and Ellie went and bought some perfume the other day, aftershave, and I'd smell something, I'd go, oh, that has vanilla. I could identify the notes of things. And when I try wines, and now, and like, this doesn't just go to flavor. I mean, I was watching Severance, and there was a stock sound effect. I went, I've heard that effect before. That's a stock door opening sound effect. That's been in a couple of video games. I just love that as I get older and I experience more things, my ability to notice details and recognize them from times previous is like, it gives me an appreciation for things more so. I feel like I'm able to appreciate things more as time goes on because I don't take them for granted anymore because I realize I have more context. It's great. It's a really nice feeling.
I get that.
But, and this is the thing, you've got more to look forward to because I'm a little older than you. And I feel like in the last few months, I've really unlocked a lot.
Mm. Well, I feel like in different ways I'm older than you, though.
You're not, though.
In terms of maturity. And
You're not more mature than me.
In some other places, I definitely are. But
you're not more mature than me.
Sure, okay.
I have pets that are
I enjoyed the Bob Dylan film, you know what I mean? I could understand it. And when I watched it a second time
This podcast is not healed. You know that? You're genuinely, people like, actually don't like seeing us argue. And this podcast, it's going to fall off.
No,
we're
going to
fall off if you keep arguing with me about the Bob Dylan film.
I'm sorry.
Well, I've moved on from it.
All right.
As has the world.
Well, hasn't it?
So I had to get one little jab in.
All right.
But,
all right.
Yeah. But yeah, I just...
No, that is... I'm Jack. That was me pulling the stick out of my ass. It is nice, man. It's nice you're getting older.
Thank you. And you know what? I this podcast is great.
Oh.
I love it. I love doing it. I love doing it with you. I wouldn't do it with anyone else in the world. You're the only person that I can have such funny, engaging chats with.
Oh, Jack.
That the world would sit and listen.
I
open their ears and their hearts to us.
And vice versa. I can only do
feels it feels like
you.
A little cop-out.
I can only do it with you.
Feels like a cop-out if you say vice versa to my compliment. Because at that point, you've not really complimented me. You've just sort of just...
Ditto. Went,
it's like saying likewise.
Likewise.
I do that a lot, though, I'll be honest. When people say nice things to me, I go, and likewise.
I know. And it always does touch my heart, you know, because you don't just say likewise, you say likewise. You go all up.
I have a real nice tone. Yeah. Speaking of getting older, actually, I wanted to ask you when the last time you had a moment like this was, because I feel like they're really cool. I had a moment yesterday where I was going to the butcher's to buy bacon. I wanted bacon. Really wanted to eat bacon and eggs. So I thought I'll buy some bacon and eggs from the butcher's. We discovered this butcher's recently. It's way better than the supermarket bought. Oh my God. My God, is it good? Anyway, I was going to the butcher's. On my walk to the butcher's, just walking, I fucking ran into Jacksepticeye. And I was like, oh, how you doing, mate? And we just had like a little back and forth. And it was like, whatever, you know, it wasn't really anything of note at all. But then as I was walking away from it, or maybe after I got back from the butcher's, I was like, when I was like 12, I was like I watched every video he put out twice a day. He uploaded twice a day, once at 2 p.m, once at 5 p.m. Or was it 5 and 7? I don't remember. Point was, it was like two videos every day and I watched both. And they were long.
right? Like, I was in. And I thought, I don't think, like, of all the things I'm doing now and all the things I have done, 10-year-old me would be fucking jaw on the floor if he knew that part of my life is just sometimes walking to the shops. I run into Jacksepticeye and I don't freak out. I don't go, oh my God, Jacksepticeye, I'm such a fan. So glad. We just have like a kind of awkward bit of small talk where I go, what are you up to? And he goes, oh, just out for a walk. And I go, oh, great. And we sort of shuffle away slightly. Or, yeah, we have like, how the fuck have I ended up in a life where I have slightly familiar, awkward interactions with Jacksepticeye? Like, I realise to me that's completely normal. Sean's lovely and, you know, I like when we chat.
But there's
like,
that tiny bit.
There's that bit of me that awakens every time and goes, and like my mates from school as well, who were also like, we were such big fans. Like they just, if I went to those boys and told them, they would be like, what the fuck? And I was like, when was the last time you had like one of those moments where something happened that you were like, a little version of me would be fucking flabbergasted by this. And like, I think this is normal to me, I think is the feeling.
Yeah. Probably in Japan. When I was just like, I had like one day where me and Schlatt just like walked around this park all day and hung out. And that was pretty like, oh yeah. Because I don't know, that feeling, you know what you just said?
Yeah.
I basically only had that feeling for like 2 years. And it was from 2020 to 2021, like all I felt was like, wow.
Oh,
and
sure.
It's only really in the past like 6 or 7 months that it's almost completely faded. Like I feel normal and like I fit in around like everyone. Like,
I still feel not, I don't think it's like that.
You know, like,
I think I feel normal, but I think that's the shock. It's like, oh my God, isn't it weird that like, this feels so, I think this was so unassuming. It was such a normal moment. But, it was just like a weird chat on a midday on a Wednesday, on a Monday, with a guy that I sort of half know. Like, it was like, just to like chatting to an acquaintance in the street. And then like, but like that situation to me a decade ago would have been world bending, but to me now it's just like a thing that happens. And I think it's like how it's more the perspective shift rather than like the constant wonder.
Yeah,
it's actually the recognition of the lack of wonder in things. It's like that's the thing that takes me out again. I go, huh, and then I go, no wait, hold on, like you, like the fact that you're not excited is like interesting, because you would have been you would have fucking freaked out, you would have flipped shit. Isn't it weird?
Yeah, because it's only in the past 6 or 7 months I've stopped being excited, which sounds miserable, but not in a. I'm just finally,
no,
like,
it's not.
Finally, like, this is normal.
It's a calm. It's like, it's a nice feeling.
This is like, this makes sense.
Because, like, I remember, like, for the first bit is the constant, like, overwhelm of, oh my God, everything's like amazing. And, like, that lasts for a while. And then the calm of normalcy hits. But, like,
I think for me, it took a lot longer to hit than anyone else.
I do think that.
Because I remember thinking for you, wow, this is crazy how normal it, like, how used to it you are, but I wasn't.
Yeah, I think I hit the north. Well, I think it's like, I think you have to. Cause I think because it gets quite a lot to be constantly like, ah, like all the time.
Yeah.
You know, like, and that's like, it's a fun feeling, but it's like a tiring feeling. It's like exhausting.
Yeah, I also find it quickly can then link into like not feeling like
you belong.
Or as good as these people. And that was a problem for me.
Sure. That's interesting.
Yeah.
Well, I think with me, like,
Jack, we're getting introspective and it's getting interesting. But I feel like people should have to pay for this thing.
Oh my God, I actually didn't realize. Fuck it, we've been going for ages.
Jack, this is interesting and introspective, but this is the kind of nice, calm, deep stuff that we save for our Patreon.
I had a brand new segment I wanted to introduce today, and I guess I can't do it.
But we've got time, and we can always do it next week.
Well, I guess we'll just do it on the Patreon.
Let's get, because I've got some other introspective things I want to talk about, and we haven't got up in our fucking, all the way up in our fields for a while, Jack.
Well, I guess we'll get more introspective on the Patreon, but after we speak to our friend The Worm.
The Worm.
How's he doing? The Worm is hiding, I believe. I don't know what it is. Ever since for those of you who haven't noticed, we moved the set. If you've been an idiot, you've probably
noticed.
I find him more difficult to see now. It's like the lighting's slightly different, right? Just the reflection really.
I think the lighting, Jack, the lighting is bad and I hate our cameramen and I'm going to beat them up.
No. The lighting, on camera, it looks great, but it just reflects the worm cage.
I genuinely hate...
can't see him. I think he's gone back down again. Do you want to check?
Yeah, sure.
Right. Put it down. We're going to move over to the Patreon.
Thank you so much
for watching. You can't,
we've not concluded this segment.
He's not there. We have. It's concluded.
You've got to tell people that. You didn't
say. I'm not bothered. I couldn't find him, so I put him down. Do you know what I mean?
He's not there not this week, guys. Sorry.
Guys.
I'm so sorry
thank you so
to
much.
Cut you off.
We're going to move now.
To the Patreon.
To the Patreon.
Lowe's knows July 4th savings are worth celebrating. Right now, get up to 40% off select major appliances and get an additional 10% off two or more select major appliances. Plus, get three Scotts NatureScapes 1.5 cubic foot mulch bags for just $10. These deals are coming in hot. Lowe's, we help, you save. Valid through 7/9. Selection varies by location. While supplies last, see Lowe's.com for more details. Excludes Alaska and Hawaii.